So the readings today present from the readings that are options for the funeral. First reading, the fulfillment of hope in the prophet Isaiah, the transformation of God's holy mountain, a transformation into a place of life, of encounter with the Lord, of his living presence in our midst. But over all of these things, it is an invitation for the hope for the destruction of death. Death that weighs over people, the destruction of death that veils people, a web. I don't know about you, but I, in the morning, walking around, I usually walk from the house over to the church, and that darn evergreen tree, there is a spider that always wants to put its web across between the playground and that evergreen tree. And I walk through that stinking web all the time. It is horrible. Now imagine if you were small enough to be caught in that. The feeling of helplessness, of being suspended there. There is a web that is woven over all people. And in Jesus Christ, we have freedom to tear away from that web. There in Romans again, chapter 6, this is Paul speaking about who we have become in Jesus Christ. I said this yesterday, I said it several times in the last week and a half, but this whole understanding that something changed in us when we died in Jesus Christ, the debt, the consequences, the destiny of all who sin, death, was swallowed up in the death of Jesus, that we would rise with him. Rising with him, it is a new life. The dead person has been absolved of sin. And those who have died with Christ, we live with him. Not just, my brothers and sisters, not just someday in the resurrection, someday in the future, when Jesus comes in all of his glory and we are made whole again and that we are raised from the dead. Not just on that day. But something took place on the day of your baptism when you died with him. And you live a new life in him. Death no longer has power over you. You are dead to death. You are dead to sin. We have to change our thoughts. The way we think, who we are, a transformation of the mind. Jesus reveals the Father's will. Jesus' will is to do the Father's will. And the Father's will is that everyone that has been given to him, he would not lose, but would raise up. It's an invitation to believe in Jesus Christ. It's strange to operate as Christians, to operate as Catholics, but not to actually have faith in the one who died and rose from the dead. An invitation, my brothers and sisters, we celebrated all of the saints yesterday, all of the saints. There is no saint who went in sanctity to heaven apart from Jesus Christ. Through grace, through an encounter with him, there is a moment in which that faith becomes alive within them. When it's no longer an idea or a thought, or something passed on by our parents, like a hobby or a sport. when it actually becomes real, when we actually depend upon it, when we lean upon our faith in Him. You know, I would love to pray that you have no obstacles, no difficulties in your life, no challenges. But obstacles, difficulties, challenges is what actually gets us on our knees. It actually gets us into depending upon something greater than ourselves when we realize that we cannot do this. I can't do this. I don't have the means. I don't have the power. I don't have the authority in my life. I don't have the ingenuity. I don't have the time. That's a common complaint of the current generation. I don't have time. I don't have time. I want to do everything, and I don't have time to do everything I need to do in order to make my life, to give my own life meaning and fulfillment. Congratulations, you've just come to the realization you can never have enough time to give your life meaning and purpose and fulfillment. It must come from another. And I'm not talking about the time. I'm talking about the meaning and the fulfillment. If difficulty and trial and suffering is what makes us wake up and realize that there is a gift that is here, then so be it. So be it, my brothers and sisters. Because the gift that is given to you in Jesus Christ is beyond all value. It is more precious, more valuable than anything. Today we gather, remembering those who have died and have gone before us. How can we have hope in their death? In Jesus Christ. How can we continue to love when the pain and suffering of saying goodbye, of the separation, of no fault of their own, they simply died and the pain and the suffering connected to it. How do we continue to love in the face of this? Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. Our faith in Jesus Christ is more real. The imitation of it is more real than the pews that you're sitting on. So much of what we live is an illusion. Ideas and thoughts and all of these things, and government structures and economics and all of this stuff is an illusion in comparison to who Jesus is and what He invites us to. He desires to draw you to Himself, my brothers and sisters, not to control and manipulate, but that you might have life in Him. Receive the gift of faith in Him. Amen.